Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show. This is Minister James Browning, and the Daily Inspiration Show today is sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. And we have Minister Joe Pearson here to do the show this morning, and we're going to bring her in so she can get started. And the topic of the show this morning is Keep Standing, and that's a good one for today's conditions of the world, to keep standing. We all got to keep doing that. So anyway, Minister Joe, are you there and ready to go?
Yes, I am. And thank you, Minister Browning. And profound greetings to my sisters and brothers tuning in today. Is everything good?
Everything is
I'm
wonderful.
I'm broadcasting from Bridgeton, New Jersey, and feeling the beauty of your energetic presence. Thank you. My message today is keep standing. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That comes from John 16:33 in the words of Yeshua. Yeshua, as the Christ, overcame the world. You are no different than he. No matter the tribulation, through divine mind and standing with determination within your Christ self, as within your God itself, you will overcome. You will prevail. I'll take it from the old song, there is no mountain high enough and no valley low enough to keep you from standing. Be strong and courageous and keep standing in all that you are. Flourish in the power of the divine within you and keep standing. As a lead-in, I quote Yeshua in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. He said, everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken them to a wise person who built their house on a rock. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it didn't fall, for it was founded on the rock. What that means metaphysically is that when you stand in all that you are, standing on the very foundation of the divine as the God-Goddess that you are, you have built your house on the rock. Your house is your temple, meaning your mind, body, spirit. And the rock upon which it is built is the very foundation of the divine. With that, you are indestructible. No storm or tribulation can keep you from standing strong. Be not discouraged, for the tribulations or storms that you are faced with are only temporary setbacks designed to set you up to stand as your Christ self, in your stand in that which is in you, in your higher self. Your power that Yeshua had as the Christ is the same within you. I say this because the whole purpose of Yeshua's teachings and process in some metaphysical circles speaks of how to ascend into the cosmic purpose person or grand person of the universe, often referred to by religious mystics as the Christ, which is your higher self or your divine God-Goddess self. Christ is the fulfillment in people of that original spiritual I am or the divine. This says that you, in all that you are the divine. So when faced with tribulations, that divine power within roots you to the earth energy like the palm tree. So no matter how fierce the storm winds blow, it bends. The palm tree bends, sometimes almost parallel to the ground. Amazingly, when the storm passes and the winds die down, The palm tree rises and stands tall and erect again. That's amazing. However, you are far more amazing than that. For in all that you are, you possess the very power and strength of the divine, possessing the attributes and qualities of Christ. Yeshua spoke it in John 14:12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these. Believing in him is believing in yourself. For he is implying that you are one in the same. And again, as Yeshua said in John 16, I have to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He is telling you, you have the power and tenacity to overcome any adversity, issue, or problem. That is proof positive that you are designed to weather any storm and perform the miraculous through your life's expression. You are flourishing in the divine essence as the God Goddess you are, that establishes your Christ self. So that relationship that ended, the job that was lost, the financial woes, or trials that wear on your emotional, physical, mental health are not there to take you down. Seeing them as a little tidbit, seeing them as just challenges takes some of the overwhelming wind out of it. It just does. Kind of switch your mindset to see them as this is just another challenge. However, in spite of it all, through it all, stand. Stand knowing that you are designed to make you stronger, and the trials and tribulations you face come to you to make you stronger and carry you deeper into the divine that you are, standing in his power and glory, for you are blessed beyond measure. Think about it. Many of your blessings are gifts from yourself, for you are one with the very creator or the creative consciousness. So keep standing, for there is no thing that has power over you when you are claiming the divine power within you as God Goddess, standing in your Christ self, in that your foundation is like a rock, and your temple, your mind, body, and spirit is well built to stand in the light of blessing as well as in the darkness of any tribulation. Through it all, do not waver. Stand with the conviction in all that you are, for there is, as said, nothing you cannot overcome. For any tribulation the world dishes out, you have the wherewithal to overcome it. Just think about this. If you take a minute to look back over your life, acknowledging where you were back then, acknowledging what you have endured, and then look at where you are now, I'm sure you would throw your hands in the air and shout, I am still standing. Standing because you see where you walked it. You walked the journey and you're still standing and keeping on. That'll prove you're amazing by design. As Isaiah said, for some encouragement, as Isaiah said in chapter 41, and I paraphrase it metaphysically, fear not, for the divine is within you. Be not dismayed, for you are the divine which strengthens you, helps you, and upholds you. And adding to that, paraphrasing Joshua chapter 1, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and again, do not be dismayed. For the divine within, as your very God Goddess, is with you wherever you go. Know that nothing can defeat you. Trust and walk in the God Goddess within, powered by the divine force. Get in agreement with your divinely established God Goddess self, your Christ self. Stay in faith. And know you will stand in spite of any challenge or tribulation, stronger and better than before. No defeat, but promotion. Promotion into your Christ self, your higher self, where you reign supreme through the inner temple of your God, Goddess self. Hold to your divine inspiration that guides you to live your life in harmony with the vision of your heart. Know, my sisters and brothers, you are of superior stock. So never, never, ever choose to be a victim, but choose to be a victor, learning and growing through any challenges or tribulations. Keep standing, my sister. Keep standing, my brother. Just keep standing. I'd like to end with a prayer, so I ask that you center and receive. In profound oneness and honoring of the divine, the all that is, I pray that you choose to express that magnificent light of the God Goddess within you in unconditional loving oneness with all that is. Know your light brings loving, healing, and change to the world. You walk in divine power. I pray that you honor yourself and take time to just decompress and acknowledge the divine within you, knowing that all is well and all will work in your favor. I pray you keep standing tall, stand tall and strong, listening to your inner God guidance for direction that will have you walking through any trial or tribulation to victory. As the divine, in all that you speak, in all that you do, in all that you think, I pray you allow the God Goddess within to guide you to live true to the blessing you are to the world. I pray that you can stand aside from yourself for a moment and not hesitate to be a divine blessing to someone who is in need of being heard, seen, and acknowledged. You have a ministry within you, and only you can walk it and touch souls. I send you as an energy practitioner in profound oneness, sending you the universal energy of unconditional love, peace, and strength to walk your walk and talk your talk. May the love and light of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being my dear sisters and brothers, and thank you for allowing me to connect with you. To each and every one of you in profound oneness and love, have a blessed day.
Thank you, Minister Pearson. That was a powerful and a wonderful message. I appreciate each one of you for showing up today. And I don't know about you, but this is my new year. We got a new beginning, a new political situation taking place in America, and I'm happy. I don't know about nobody else, but I am overly enthused today that change is coming, and it's coming for the better, and that we will go into this new era, and that we can see the darkness fleeing as the light comes in. And so that's a beautiful thing, and so I wish that each one of you will embrace this day, knowing that change is on the way, and we are headed into a new direction. It's a wonderful thing. So I say to you, Happy New Year. All right, beloved ones, appreciate you. Thanks for stopping by, and we will see you soon. Okay, bye-bye.